It was a real change for me. I'd never seen anything like that before. I'd come from the public sector for 28 years and then came into a new environment, and litigation was flying everywhere. It was difficult to get a grip on, and the organisation wasn't set up the way I was used to. So that took a bit of change and making sure things worked the way I want them to work.
What do you take away from that situation then to go forwards with? Obviously, you're retiring. Are you going to welcome the calmness, I guess?
Since I started, there's always been something going on within Braddon. It's either the previous carts litigation or building properties or building the roundhouse. So it's been a real, real problem, but enjoyable. What have I taken from it? Patience. Patience has been, that's the only thing you do, just keep going steadily forward. That's the best way to deal with it.
And what about the local authorities in general? Obviously, you must have seen change at other local authorities and the neighbours as well. So what do you think has been the biggest change as a whole for local authorities?
I don't really think that there's been too much change, and local government reform has been talked about for so many years, has never actually happened. The only minor change was when GARF was created with a combination of those three authorities. Other than that, it's been pretty steady, and it probably would benefit from reform, but people seem to be resistant to that, and I think that's something that needs to be considered in the future, but it's about everyone working together.
Do you think it's something then that you would like to see the next Tim Wald administration have a look at, rather than sort of leaving it?
To be honest, I can't see local authority reform taking place until we're told to take place. I don't think people will slowly change like GARF did. No one will really want to take that jump. I don't really know whether anyone will ever do it, to be honest. I don't think Tim Wald will ever stand up and be prepared to say, this has got to happen. But that is the only way it's going to happen, if they instruct us to do it, and then we could do it.
What kind of position would you like to leave Braddon commissioners in for the next clerk? Obviously, your predecessor left you with some hard work, and I imagine that's not what you want to leave for your next one.
I'm hoping I'm leaving them the opportunity to expand and enjoy the expansion. All the hard work has been done, hopefully. All the snagging of the building and the litigation for various things going on, and the opening road, closing the roads and not getting onto the hospital road, that's all gone now. And it's just now using what we've got now, really improving people's experience of what a local authority can do.